Thank you very much. Ralph, thank you for that presentation. Let's sit down, please. Where's Ralph? Thank you for that presentation. In the bus this month, we're speaking about the power of relationships. I mean, and don't take it lightly. Funke Ajasa Idowu will be speaking to us for 10 minutes next week. You know, God has blessed us so much on the platform of relationships. Please be here early so that you'll be blessed. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we'll just say a big thank you for bringing us to the month of June, the month of your greatness, the month of your love. Father, speak to us this morning. Let us be blessed, and let the glory be yours. In Jesus' name, amen. So I want to welcome every one of us to the month of June, and also our online viewers. June will be good to you. I say June will be good to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Last week, it was a miracle service. And I know God did wonders here. So during the week, I was wondering, what will I speak about this morning? And I heard it very clearly that after a miracle service, you need to thank me. So I started looking at Thanksgiving. And I've titled my short discussion this morning, The Mystery of Thanksgiving. The Mystery of Thanksgiving. In Matthew chapter 13, Jesus came out of the house. You know, if you have a creative mindset, you wonder, what kind of house was Jesus living in? When I read the Bible sometimes, I look in between. It says, Jesus went out of the house. What house was it? Was it a mansion? Was it a hut? He said, and he sat by the sea. And a great multitude gathered anywhere Jesus is. You'll find a multitude. Anywhere. So the great multitude gathered. So Jesus had to go into a boat. And he started to tell them a story. A parable. And the parable is the parable of the sower. The Bible says, some of the seed fell on the wayside. On the wayside. See, but the birds came. So there was no germination. See, some fell by the stony ground. Grew a little bit, but there was no root. Some fell by the thorns. Also grew, but the thorns choked it. But the last one fell on the good soil. And it produced 100, 60, 30. The good soil. So the disciples came to Jesus and said, Jesus, why are you speaking to them in these parables? Why? Let us look at Jesus' reply in Matthew chapter 13, verse 11. He answered them and said to them, that's Matthew 13, 11. I'm reading the NKJV version. He answered them and said to them, because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. That's what is called the mysteries of the kingdom. The mysteries of the kingdom. A mystery is something that is impossible to explain. You can't explain it. A mystery. Ah, that's a mystery. You can't explain it. You can't rationalize it. The kingdom has mysteries. Things that you cannot explain. It just happens. And one of the mysteries of the kingdom is thanksgiving. Job 38, verse 33. I'm reading the NLT version. It says, do you know the laws of the universe? Do you know the laws that govern the universe? God is asking Job some questions. He now says, can you use them to regulate the earth? There are laws that govern the universe. Can you deploy them to regulate the earth? Can you deploy? Can you use them to your benefit? One of the mysteries of the kingdom is thanksgiving. Can you deploy it? Can you activate it to your benefit? Whenever you see something that is powerful, please take advantage of it. Whenever you hear something that is powerful, take advantage of it. You see, it's going to be very... Anyone that wants to go to Lagos now, I think it's just normal and a little bit rational to get on your Google map and look at the time from Lagos, from Ibadan to Lagos. Because a journey of 2 hours can take 6-7 hours. I'm sure you've experienced it before. But there's a powerful tool called the Google Map. Type Secretariat Lagos. It will tell you 1 hour 58 minutes. And then you decide to go. You have latched on that powerful tool called technology. Powerful. In the last 2, 3, 4 weeks now, I've abandoned the train because I used to go with the train to Lagos. But in the last 2, 3, 4 weeks, I've come back to the train. A man of understanding. But I latched on that tool, technology. There's a spiritual technology called thanksgiving. Latch on it. There were 10 lepers. Very popular story. Luke chapter 17. 10 lepers. They saw Jesus. And they cried for help. And the instruction Jesus gave them, very simple. Very simple instruction. Go and show yourself to the priest. While they were going, they got healed. One of them understood that power of thanksgiving. One of them. He made a U-turn and came back to Jesus. The Bible says he fell on his face on the feet of Jesus. And Jesus said, where are the other 9? Ah! There's a power here. The power of thanksgiving. He said, where are the other 9? Where did they go? There's still some power here. And he says, rise up. He says, your faith has made you whole. There's a difference between healing and wholeness. They were lepers. They just wanted to be healed. Leprosy. But what about the other aspects of their life? Thanksgiving will complete the process for you. Thanksgiving will complete the process for you. January, February, March, April, May, June. You're in June. The power of Thanksgiving. Are you here by your power? Are you here by your strength? Psalm 95 verse 2 says, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. He says, I will enter his gates with what? With thanksgiving. It means that the access to the gate, the access, you know, I'm into security, and we have what you call the access control. So, once you're registered and you use your biometrics on that system, it opens. What can open the gate? It's thanksgiving. Enter his gate with thanksgiving. Enter his presence. It means that thanksgiving will bring the presence of God. But do you know what the presence of God is? That's a song. Where's the choir? Please be on standby. Because there are some songs I can't complete the lyrics. Eh? I'm not a chorister like you. But there's a song. Fire goes before him. And he is melt like wax. At the presence of the Lord. At the presence of the Lord.
The Lord.
The Lord reigns. Don't worry. Don't worry. We're not singing the song. I'm just trying to tell you that there is a presence of the Lord. And at his presence, heals, melts. Do you know what is called wax? Eh? Picture it. Heals melt like wax. At his presence. Heals. And they say, the way you can get to his presence is through what? Thanksgiving. Second Chronicles chapter 13. Second Chronicles chapter 5. I'm reading 13 to 14, the NLT version. The trumpeters and singers performed together in unison to praise and give thanks to the Lord, accompanied by trumpets, cymbals, and other instruments. They raised their voices and praised the Lord with these words. He is good. He is faithful. His faithful love endures forever. At that moment, a thick cloud filled the temple of the Lord. The priests could not continue their service because of the cloud, for the glorious presence of the Lord filled the temple of God. That's the presence of God. They could not continue the service. And all you have to do to get to that presence is what? Thanksgiving. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. It's a mystery that you and I must take advantage of. So what is Thanksgiving? What is Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving is the ability to glorify God irrespective. No matter what you are going through. A lot of times, we preach Thanksgiving as something that is simple. It is not simple, though. It is giving God the glory for wherever you find yourself, irrespective. It is easy to give God glory when things are good. It is easy. So how do we thank God? With a grateful heart. Psalm 9 verse 1 says, I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell you of all your wonderful deeds. I'm sure you know this song. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son.
And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us.
But the challenge I have how can a heart that is bleeding give thanks? How can a heart that is grieving give thanks? How can a heart that is hot give thanks? How can a heart that is sick give thanks? Giving thanks is from the heart. All these other negative things too are from the heart. So how? You are bleeding. You are hurt. You are bitter. And it's still from that same heart. You say, give thanks to God with all your heart. That's the difficult aspect of it all. A heart is sick. You say you should give thanks. A heart is... Have you experienced a bleeding heart before? Have you experienced a fearful heart before? These are things that are happening today. Have you seen an anxious heart before? People are bleeding. You don't know where your next meal is coming from. You don't know where... People have been asking God for several things for the past 10, 15, 20 years. It looks as if God is elusive. And you say, I should give thanks to him. All those gaps are in the heart. How do you maneuver? How do you maneuver? See, it's not about maneuvering. We're just going to stand on the word of God. He says, in everything, we should do what? Huh? In everything, we should give thanks. Everything. In Luke chapter 22, verse 19, the Bible says he took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. What was the bread that he took? What was the bread? You can answer me. Luke 22, it was the Last Supper. What was that bread? He said, this is my what? Body. Jesus was going to die. It was the Last Supper. He was going to die. But he took the bread and he still did what? He gave thanks to God. It doesn't matter what you are going through. It doesn't matter. The Bible says in everything, we should what? Give thanks to God. This morning, when Dear Kola was taking the announcement, he called for testimonies. And it was only my sister that came out for a testimony. You give thanks with your testimonies. Do you imagine, can you imagine the power of testimonies? Do we know what we do by giving testimonies? Do we have an idea? Last year, December, Brother Fadex came to give a testimony here. You can't imagine how many people has lashed on that testimony to get their miracle. Mrs. Babajide, in her last testimony about 2 or 3 weeks ago, she said that's what gave her the confidence, the push. When you come out to give testimony, you are saying, thank you, Jesus. And other people are latching on it. Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 to 19. Mrs. Babatunde, Dr. Babatunde, quoted this version when she was, praying. Even though the fig trees have no blossoms, and there are no grapes on the vines, even though the olive crop fails, and the fields lie empty and barren, even though the flocks die in the fields, and the cattle barns are empty, yet, I will rejoice in the Lord. I'll be joyful in the God of my salvation. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes as sure-footed as a deer, able to tread upon the height. What is your challenge this morning? What is your challenge this morning? In the month of June, give thanks to God. It's a very simple instruction. You see, but you know, thanksgiving is not lip service. Thanksgiving requires deep thoughts. The deeper your thoughts about God, the deeper the thanks you will give to Him. Whoever that cannot think deep, can't give deep thanks. So, yesterday morning, one of my daughters came to give me Any to bale ronu lo le dupe lowo Olorun. And you don't have to think about the big things, even the things that look simple and little. It is God. She came to give me a nylon of new notes. And she said, this money is for my two boys in London. Happy birthday, Daddy. Mo fe sukun. And I started looking at God. Be me. I get to a point where I train my son to a point where they start to give me money. You must thank God for the little things. If you can't be deep in thought, you can't be deep in thanks. And it's like that money, I should not spend it. It was crispy notes. But it's not the money. It is the process. It's the process. The thoughts. What God has done over the years. Are you thinking about it? Or it's all about the request? Even the request, God says, don't come with your request. You must come with what? Thanksgiving. Look back and see what God has done. It will shock you. It will surprise you that God has been faithful. God has been faithful. It's very simple instruction. The month of June, please thank God. Thanking God completes the process. The choir, I want us to take this song from me before we close. All my life, you have been faithful. Has God been faithful to you all your life?
All my life you have been
so good. Can you see the faithfulness of God?
So good. With every breath that I am in, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Don't go. Can you identify God's faithfulness? Or your problems have overwhelmed you so much that you can't see his faithfulness anymore. Somebody was on the treadmill and he slipped, held the guy, hit his head, and died. Can you see the faithfulness of God in your life, in the life of your family? All my life,
you have been faithful.
All my life, you have been so.
Until I live.
Don't complain. Give thanks to God. Always. Shall we share the grace?